stretch that I'll run. Okay, we are on the bottom of Kuf Nun Vav Amabez. And I'm sorry on all those listening on the web, we didn't get to talk about Mazel yesterday. I did that in Shul, but wonderful Gemara about Mazel Yisrael, Dafkan Rosh Hashanah, that we control our own destiny. As Rashi said yesterday, in terms of tefillah, in terms of staka, Dafkan Rosh Hashanah, it fell out, just as the day before, the issue of feeding animals that don't belong to you fell out on the day of Tashlich. So, Siyata D'Shemaya and everything. Even in what the daf is. So says the Mishnah, Kufnu and Bavim Beis. Machadchan is a Diluin, Lifnei HaBehema. One is allowed to cut up Diluin, gourds or melons, in front of an animal. These are gourds or melons that were picked from before Shabbos. You're allowed to cut them up, even though they're usually designated for human consumption. One is allowed to cut them up on Shabbos for one's animals. That is not called Tircha Yisera. And it's not called Muksa. If it's designated for people, you're still allowed to use it for animals. Veshanavela Lifnei HaKlavim. Rashi here explains, even if an animal dies on Shabbos, and it becomes a nevela on Shabbos. A nevela, by definition, is an animal that died without shechita. That's what a nevela is. So an animal that dies on Shabbos, you're allowed to take that nevela and feed it to your dog. A nevela is not asur b'hana, a nevela is only asur b'achila. So you're allowed to give it to your dog. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Rabbi Yehuda argues on both on these. Im lo haisa, nevela me'er of Shabbos, asura l'fishena min amuchan. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no. If it's not a nevela from before Shabbos, the animal was alive when Shabbos started. We know the principle. Miku diskasoi ben hashmashos is kasoli kuliyoma. The first moment of Shabbos determines muksa. If something is muksa when Shabbos starts, it's always muksa. Something could become muksa on Shabbos, but it can't lose its status of muksa. If something breaks on Shabbos, we've learned about Shivrei Kalim, that could become muksa. You could have nolan on Shabbos, that becomes muksa. But something can't become not muksa if it was muksa at Bein HaShemashos. This is the machlokas. The Tanakhama here is anonymous, but it's Reb Shimon. This is the machlokas we've had many times in the Masechta, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, about muksa or not. Reb Yehuda holds a muksa, Reb Shimon holds of less muksos. Inmar says the Gemara. Amar Ula halacha Reb Yehuda. Ula says the halacha Reb Yehuda in terms of muksa. V'yaf Rav savar halacha Reb Yehuda. And Rav also seems to hold the halacha Reb Yehuda, meaning he's a believer of muksa. Mida karchi dezuze. Since in Machlokas about the karchi dezuze, Rashi explains these are mats that used to cover the merchandise on the ships to protect them. So these types of mats, we let him move them on Shabbos. So Rav asar Shmuel Shari. So Rav asar. So obviously he's in the muksa camp. V'yaf Levi savar halacha Reb Yehuda. And Levi also seems to say the halacha is like a Yehuda. Why? Ki had the Levi kevi maisi treifasa l'kamei b'yomatava. When they brought an animal to Levi on Yontif to ask him, is this kosher animal? Let's say they on Yontif you light a shecht. So let's say they shechted an animal. They had a question about a treifa. They had a question about something in the lung, something in the. They wanted to know if it's kosher or not. So they brought it to Levi. So Levi didn't look at it. Lo habichazi leg. He didn't look at the animal. El kiyasiv akil kalisa. Until they were showing it to him over the garbage. So just in case, the Amar, because he would say, maybe I'm going to say it's not kosher, therefore it's not going to be usable on Yontif, so I'm just going to tell you to drop it. Obviously, the Samachronim point out, we've had a sheet of the Magen Avram, that sometimes if you have muksa in your hands already, so then you're allowed to move it to wherever you want. Right? What kind of muksa? We had a discussion. That was the Shulchan Aruch I quoted by Klishon Lachdo L'Isser. If you already have in your hands, you take a pen off the table, you're allowed to put it wherever you want. The lights just went out, so we're going to go put the lights on. And somebody go press the lights. But that's usually what we say, that if you have muksa in your hand, you're allowed to put it to wherever you want. But as Seth just said, there might be certain limits on what types of muksa this applies to. This might not apply to muksa machmas gufo, as is listed here. If you have nevela, it's a muksa machmas gufo, so it might not apply to that. Or he's just arguing on that. Or if he's being more machmir, you just have to have it over that. So interesting, you see on the just on the bottom, the Gilyan Ashas here, on Akil Kalisa, Rashi says, Al Ha'ashpa, on the garbage. So the Gilyan Ashas here just quotes from Hallel, Me Ashpos Yarem Evyon. So the uncle is on Me Ashpos is Akil Kalisa. That's where the, right, he's a Bucky in Targum on Tehillim. So that's all first sheet, the first group of sheetahs who held within the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah?
Why is it not
roi
for the
Bafilu L'Klavim L'Chazi? Because it was not roi, it wasn't shechted. Wasn't roi at Ben Hashmashes. But no, because he held a muksa. It wasn't roi at Ben Hashmashes. Even if now, so after we Yontif, you could give it to the dogs. And on the other side of the things, four lines from the bottom, Ushmuel Amar Alach Reb Shimon, but Shmuel holds the Alach like Reb Shimon, meaning not, does hold up, like, as we mentioned, doesn't mean Reb Shimon rejects all mukses, but most mukses. We'll get to a few that he holds up in a minute. We have Zeiri Avsavar Alach Reb Shimon, and Zeiri the Amora also holds the Alach like Reb Shimon. Where do you see that about Zeiri? The thought is the Mishnah says in Beitza, Behema Shemesa, lo yaziz enemim koma. If an animal dies on Yontif, you're not allowed to move it. The Tirgum is Zeiri, but Behema's Kachim. Zeiri limits the Mishnah and says this whole Mishnah only applies to a behema that was hektish. So if you have a carbon that died, so then that carbon is aser bahana. So Zeiri says that's why you can't move it, because that's totally unusable. Aval b'chul and shaper dami. But a chul, an animal that dies on Yantif, Zeiri would say that's fine, you're allowed to move it. It's roi l'klavim. So if you see, he is in the world of Reb Shimon, who holds that there is no problem with muksa, and even if something wasn't roi at the beginning of Yantif, it's still okay. V'af Reb Yochanan amar halach Reb Shimon, Reb Yochanan also holds the halachas like Reb Shimon. Does Reb Yochanan really hold? Is he in the Reb Shimon camp who holds of less mukses? We know Reb Yochanan always holds like any anonymous Mishnah. Vitznan, and the anonymous Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah says in Beitza, Ein Mavakin Eitzim Min Akoros Flo Min Akoros Shnis Reb Yontif. It says there in Beitza that you're not allowed to cut wood from Koros. What's that first halacha? Rashi explains it's boards that you have set away that you're going to use for building, for construction. So you're not allowed to use that for firewood on Yantif. Veloman Hakora, or from a board that broke on Yantif. Why is that? What about a board that's broke on Yantif? So Tosfos in the previous Umbud said that it's Muksumachvas Chesron Kis. That second one. Kora, it's a special type of board that you're going to use for your house. You're not going to use for firewood. But either way, you see the first halacha, Mavakan Eitzim and Akoros, you see there's an issue of Muksa here. And the Stam Mishnah holds a muksa. Therefore, Reb Yochanan holds that halacha is always like a Stam Mishnah. And Reb Yochanan holds like Reb Shimon, but this Mishnah seems to be like Reb Yehuda. So how could we say Reb Yochanan always doesn't hold a muksa if these Mishnahs seem to hold a muksa? So easy. Reb Yochanan Nahuk Reb Yosi Bar Yehuda Masile. No, Reb Yochanan had that Mishnah with a name attached to it. He didn't have that as an anonymous Mishnah. He had it in the name of Reb Yosi Bar Yehuda. Third line. Tashma. Continuing the discussion of Reb Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, I have another Stam Mishnah, which seems to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and thus would be another question of Rabbi Yochanan. Because again, we said Rabbi Yochanan holds like Reb Shimon, does not hold a Muksa, yet Rabbi Yochanan holds like every Stam Mishnah. So if we have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, that would be a problem. So here's another one. Tashma, Maschilin Ba'aremas HaTevin, Avalo Be'itzim Sheba Muksa. Says the Mishnah also in Beitza, you're allowed to start using, again for firewood, from the Aremas HaTevin, from the pile of straw that you have in your backyard, Avalo Be'itzim Sheba Muksa, but not the wood that is Muksa is in a designated spot in your backyard where you're going to use it for a different purpose. So again, this Mishnah seems to be like Rabbi Yehuda, because you see it seems to hold of Muksa on some level. So again, the Gemara says, no, Hassam Ba'arziva Ashuche. That Mishnah is talking about a case of very fancy type of wood. Rashi says, Erez, cedar type of wood. So that, even Reb Shimon would agree to. So Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis, Afilo Reb Shimon Mota. Because Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis, that type of Muksa, that's a very strong Chomor type of Muksa, as we've discussed. You can't move that at all, Lasar Gufor Makomo. You can't move that, very few ways that could be moved on Shabbos. So that even Reb Shimon agrees to that muksa. So again, it's not a problem that Stam Mishnah is holds of a muksa, because that's muksa machvas chesron kis. Third try. Another kasha we try to ask on Rabbi Yochanan. Tashma, a mashkin v'shochtin esam edbarios, a mashkin v'shochtin esabaisos. Says the, I think this is the end of the Masechta in Beitza. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to give to drink and shecht midbarios, animals that are somewhat wild. They hang out in the midbar. They like to travel out and they don't always come back at night. So you're not allowed to give them to drink or shecht them because those are considered muksa. Why? Because those aren't mukhan. But the tame ones, the ones that stay with you at night, those are you're allowed to shecht and give to drink. They used to give the animal to drink before they shechted it in order to make the hefshit. The skinning the animal was easier if you were mashke the animal before you shechted it. So it says you're only allowed to do this to certain types of animals, but not to others. Again, isn't this Mishnah like a Stam Mishnah? So it's a Stam Mishnah that seems to be like Rabbi Yehuda. So if Rabbi Yochanan holds like a Stam Mishnah, how could Rabbi Yochanan hold like Rabbi Shimon? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan stomach rina ashkach. You're right, that Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, but you know what? There's another Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon. So there's two Stam Asnisans, two anonymous Mishnahs against each other. Rabbi Yochanan has to hold of one of them, and he has the right to hold of one and not the other. What's the Stam Mishnah? The Mishnah we had earlier on Kuf Mem Gimel. Beishamai Omer Magbiin Me'al HaShulchan Atzomos V'Klipin. Beishamai says that let's say you ate some chicken, you ate some nuts, and the shells and the bones are still on the table. Beishamai says, in our version of the Mishnah, you're allowed to take them off the table. Ubeishil Omer Mizalik Es HaTav L'Kuplu Menara. Beishil says, no, gotta shake off the tablecloth, or the table board. They didn't have tablecloths in those days, the table board, meaning you're not allowed to touch it directly. V'yomer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman there had said, Anu ein lanu ela beishamek Rabbi Yehuda ubeisilok Rabbi Shimon. Rav Nachman had switched the opinions, right? Because this is not on the list in the Mishnah, it's an idios, where Beis Hillel is machmir and Beis Shammai is meiko. So that's why he switches the opinions. Beis Hillel is the one that says you could take him off directly, and Beis Shammai says, no, you have to shake him off, you have to do what's called tiltum and atzad. So you see from here, it's a stam Mishnah that goes like Rabbi Shimon, and that's the one that Rabbi Yochanan holds like. What's the kasha? Sorry? It's not Stam. What do you mean Stam? Stam, Beis Hillel Omrim. What do you mean? It's not anonymous. Machlokes Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. So it's a fundamental yesod. Rashi here says, Beis Hillel Chashiv Kistama. Oh. Beis Hillel is like a Stam Mishnah. What does that mean? So we know in general, there's a many machloksim, and many machloksim, even if it's a rabbim against a yachid, you say halacha karabim. But the Gemara in Brachas we had, it says, Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. It's not even called the Shita Techuya Lin Yimsak. And it's so strong. Shita Beis Hillel is so strong. Even Bismana Gemara was already accepted. It's as if it's anonymous. An anonymous Mishnah has a certain amount of strength in halacha. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, when he wrote it, put it anonymously to say, this is the halacha. So Beis Hillel, even if it says Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, it's considered a stam, says Rashi, regarding certainly limutim that we can make from a stam Mishnah. Right, just to also to remind you, what kind of bones and shells are we talking about here? Remember, we had a machlokas between Rashi and Tosas on that Mishnah in Kuf Mem Gimel. Rashi had said it's shells and bones that aren't even roi for animal consumption. And Tosas says, what are you talking about? If it's not roi for animal consumption, even Rav Shimon agrees that that's muksa. How could Rashi even suggest that? So if you remember, the Pnei Yoshua and Beitza and Daf Beis had explained for Rashi that maybe Rashi means it's not even roi for klavim, but it is, remember? Grav Shel Rei, it's Mius. Muksamach was Mius. Grav Shel Rei, everybody agrees that you can move that. So even if it's not Roy, even for Achilas Klavim, still you're allowed to move it. If you have something disgusting sitting in your living room, sitting on your dining room table, let's say you want to sit down and learn on your dining room table and it's full of old stuff that have no use. You have shells and peels and spills. You're allowed to take it off. Grav Shel Rei, you're allowed to put it into the garbage can. Period. Okay, about 12 lines down. Pligi ba Rav Acha Barabina. Machlokas between Ravach and Ravina. Chad Amar b'chol haShabbos kula halacha k'Reb Shimon levar mi muksa machmas bias. One of these rabbis said that in all Shabbos the halacha is like Reb Shimon, except for muksa machmas mius, which we were just talking about. Umay niyu was an example of that near Yashan. Meaning we always hold like Reb Shimon, except for muksa machmas mius, which is something that's muksa because it's disgusting, like an old candle, which used to be made of putrid smelling items. Therefore, people wanted to stay away from that. So that we hold of muksa. But all other hilchas Shabbos, what's the language of the Gemara? Bimadayik. B'chol haShabbos kula, halacha is like Reb Shimon. So what does that mean, b'chol haShabbos kula? So does that mean because all, forget the rest of Shas for a minute, in all Hilchah Shabbos? Whenever there's a machlokas between Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda in Hilchah Shabbos, or whenever there's a machlokas in Hilchah Muksa in Hilchah Shabbos? So the Ramban says, the Pashas of this Gemara, Bekol HaShabbos Kula. Says the Ramban, by Davar Shein Miskavein, we pass on like Reb Shimon. By Melacha Shein Tzrichin Gufa, we pass on like Reb Shimon. By Muksa, we pass on like Reb Shimon. Because what does this Gemara say? Bekol HaShabbos Kula. Says the Ramban, this isn't talking about just Muksa, even though the next line says, Lavar B'Muksa Machmas Miyus. But says the Ramban, Harai, we always pass on like Reb Shimon. Obviously, the Shulchan Gibor points out here, the Rambam didn't read the Gemara that way. Right, because we know the Rambam holds that Malacha Shinin Tzrichel Gufa is Chayiv Mida Oraisa. If you do something for a purpose other than what was done in the Mishkan, you still Chayiv Oraisa according to the Rambam. Because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So he obviously didn't read the Gemara that way. He obviously holds this within the world of Muksa that Malacha might be like Reb Shimon. But not like what the Ramban here says, that he thinks the Pashas is that by all Machlokas, by Makalkel, by Misase, whenever there's Machlokas, you would say that they'll like Reb Shimon. But anyway, that was the first opinion. That the first, either Rav Acha or Ravina had said, we always like hold like Reb Shimon, except for Muksa Machmas Mias. V'chad amr b'muksa machmas mias nami halacha k'Reb Shimon. L'var b'muksa machmas iser. The other opinion says, no, even by Muksa Machmas Mias, we hold mutter, we hold like Reb Shimon, except for Muksa Machmas iser. Umay niyu, what's Muksa Machmas iser? Something that's Muksa because it involves you are doing an iser if you would touch it. Ner she'lika l'bosa Shabbos. A candle that was lit. You can't move a lit candle on Shabbos, either because you'll cause it to burn faster, faster, or you'll cause it to go out sooner. Yeah, well, that's both. Either you'll cause it to burn faster so it'll go out sooner. That's either lighting or extinguishing, one or the other. But either way, you're not allowed to move a candle, a lit candle on Shabbos. But this second opinion says, we would agree, we would hold like him, even by Mias, but not by Yisr, but by Musa Machmas Chesron Kis, that even Rav Shimon himself would agree, that Tzan, Kol HaKelim, we tell him B'Shavas, like the Mishnah we had in Kol HaKelim, that says that you could be metaltel all Kalim, all Kli Shemalachtu L'Isr's on Shabbos, Chutz B'Maser, HaGadol B'Yaseh Shal Machresh, except for the big saw and this peg they used to use in the plow shear, because those are Musa Machmas Chesron Kis, and that even Rav Shimon would agree to. Okay? End of the world of Muksa for now.
The case of the man that was lit on Shabbos, that only while it's lit,
only while it's lit on Shabbos, it's muksa machmas iser when it is lit. After it goes out, does Rav Shimon hold of that muksa? I don't remember. I have to check it out. Okay, next Mishnah. Last Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos. What day did we start? May 4th? Baruch Hashem. Mefirin Nedarim b'Shabbos, says the Mishnah, you're allowed to be Mefir Nedarim on Shabbos. What is Mefir Nedarim? We know there are two concepts. There's a concept called Hafaras Nedarim, and there's a concept called Hataras Nedarim. If somebody makes a promise and they feel bad about it, and they go to three rabbis, well, we do an Alpi Minhag on Erev Rosh Hashanah, that's called Hataras Nedarim. You go to the Rav and say, oh, I wish I didn't do it. If I would have known, it would be so hard. You come up with some kind of excuse, and they say, oh, it's mutalach. That's called Hataras Nedarim. You have to come up with an excuse, you've got to figure it out. Then it's something called Hafaras Nedarim. There's a special power that the Torah gives either the husband for a wife. That's what Rashi here says. Mefirin Baal Ishto. It's unclear why he picks that one. The Rambam here says both. There's Hafaras Nedarim of a husband to a wife or a father to a daughter when she's in a certain age bracket. When she's old enough to make a neder, but not old enough to be independent. That's about a year and a half or so. But that's Hafaras Nedarim. And there are differences. The Gemara Nedarim talks about one's Lamafreya, one's retroactive, one uproots it, one just stops it. Either way, these are two powers that exist. There's Hafaras Nedarim and Hataras Nedarim. So says the Mishnah, Mefir Nedarim B'Shabbos, you're allowed, a father or a husband is allowed to be Mefir Nedarim on Shabbos. V'nish'olin l'nedarim, but what about She'elah, that's Hatara. She'elah Nedarim to a Chacham, that could be done She'en L'tzorach Shabbos. That can only be done on Shabbos if it's L'tzorach Shabbos, if it's for a Shabbos need. What would be the potential problem with this? She'elah and Hatara? So the Rambam, I think what both of you are referring to, the Rambam says this is kind of Uvda D'chol, Mimso Chefsecha. I mean, not supposed to be, this is, if it doesn't have to do with Shabbos, it shouldn't be involved in this. The Rana Nedarim says it's like a din. You're like doing, it's like being, you're affecting something, you're affecting a halachic change, so maybe it's like a din, and we know there's an Issur Rabbanan to be done on Shabbos. The Rana here says it's just Tircha Yisera. Either way, there's some type of Issur Rabbanan that potentially would be violated, which we would allow for Litzarech Shabbos. Interesting, why is the language switched from Mefirin and Nish'olin? First it says mefirin, which is like an active, and nishalon is the nifal, nishalon ladarim. So the Tosas Yontif just points out that nishalon is because when you go to a chacham, the chacham has to ask you questions to figure out, you know, did you really want to do it? So that's why it says nishalon, because you go there, but then you get asked the questions. So it's nishalon, you are asked the questions. Mefirin is just talking about the action, that a baal or a father can be made for nadarim on Shabbos. Even just stopping the first line, this is very in Yonah Deyoma. There's a machlokas, which that's Shem, it'll be Lomaisa next Wednesday night, about Kol Nidre. It's a machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush. What are we doing by Kol Nidre? Which direction are we going in? Are we taking care of our promises from the previous year? Or are we taking care of our promises from the next year? Everything that I will promise doesn't work. Everything that I don't promise. And the Rush says you're going backwards. I think this is the way it goes. The Rush says you're going backwards. Everything that you've done in the past. Rabbeinu Tam says, what are you talking about? To be made for Nedarim, in the past, you have to be mafarit them. You have to list them exactly. You have to really give reasons. So you're done with the past. Everybody in the top says going in the future. We're at most kilos, you know, in the little letters. That's why Mishana Zel, Mishana Haba, right? All the different girsos about that's trying to be Yotzi, Rabbi Natam, and the Rush. But anyway, so the Rivash, one of the later Rishonim, is a Rabbi Natam man. He quotes the Rush and he says it anyway. Okay, so the Rush, you say it's about Nedarim in the past, right? Okay, so I'll give it to you. But how did that work? I'm not sure. But you're doing it on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the din of Shabbos. So how can you be doing it anyway? What does the Mishnah say? Nishalon, Rav Shein, Lutzorach, is that Tzorach Shabbos? Is that Tzorach Yom Kippur to be made for the Dharm today? Kol Nidre, okay, so Lamaiso, we have so many varts about why we start Yom Kippur with Kol Nidre. But there's a problem with starting with the Kol Nidre. So he says, a couple of answers, he says, maybe, he doesn't like it, he says, maybe that's the reason we try to start before Shkia. We try to start Koneh before Shkia. About 10 minutes of the Ramah says. So that's another, you're not doing it on Yom Kippur yet. You weren't Makabal Yom Kippur yet. A. B, we didn't say Shechyanu until later in the davening. B, he says, no, maybe the point is, it is, even the Rush would say you're not really being made for your Nadarim. Because you're not being fired them, you don't specify them. But says Rav Rush, the point is that you're just doing this so that you don't get punished for your Nadarim. And that's the point, that's a Tzorach Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is what does that for you. He says, Kivan she'ein zeh rak l'ma she'avar k'dei she'yischaper lo, v'hayom hu yom slicha v'chaparo l'tzorach hayom chashev lo. So it is a tzorach of Yom Kippur. And that's why you'd be able to do it. So that's why he has those two possibilities, even if you say like the Rush, that it's going backwards, but that's why it would be allowed. So again, it's very, in Yonah Diyoma. How can you do it for the next year? Again, so it's a chiddush. Davar Shalom Ala Olam is a concept that applies by Kinyanim. But here, you know, it's not really, you're allowed to say that something, you're allowed to say what's called an amasla, you're allowed to tell somebody, what's the word I'm looking for, I don't remember, from the Gemara in Ksubis. If I'm about to go do a deal, and I tell two witnesses before I go do the deal, you know, I really don't mean what I'm going to do, I'm being forced to do it or something, that works, right? But again, it's davar shelo, you don't, that principle doesn't apply in this type of case. Really, that's Rabbi Natan Rush. You can look in your various machzarim to see more of the lumdis on that machlokas by Kol Nidre. Okay, so the first line of the Mishnah says, you're made for Nadarim on Shabbos, and you're nishal on Nadarim Shein Letzorach Shabbos. Upokin Nesamor, and you're allowed to close up the window. We close up the window. We had a machlokas a couple of, about 30 blad ago, about being mosif on an Ol Arai. On Shabbos. Let's say if you have a board hanging down, are you allowed to stuff up your window with that board? That was a machlokas tanaim there. So Rashi here points out, this is going over to the opinion that it's mutter. You're allowed to pokeke, you're allowed to stuff up the window on Shabbos. Umozidnes a matlis, umozidnes a mikvah. And you're allowed to measure the matlis, the little garment, to see if it's big enough that if it became tame, it could be matame something else, because only a garment, a cloth that is a certain size, can be matame something else. And also you're allowed to measure a mikvah. If you want to see if a mikvah is kosher, it has the requisite of shear, you're also allowed to measure. What's the chiddush here? There is, just background, there's an issur d'rabbanan of medida on Shabbos and Yontif. You're not allowed to measure things exactly. But if somebody is making a salad, you're measuring certain ingredients, you're not allowed to measure exactly. That's an issur d'rabbanan, either because it's within mekach or memkar, you might come to write, zeir shem yichtov, or ivdun d'chol. Again, it's a mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch, it's an issur d'rabbanan to measure things, measuring out certain items. But it's mutter, letzorach mitzvah, and letzorach holy. Right, because only d'rabbanan. So any tzorach mitzvah, to measure a mikvah, to measure if your kos has a ravias to use for dala kosos, to measure if this you have those kazayas cards. You know, all any medida shal mitzvah, or medida shal chol, taking temperature, that's medida shal choli, any type of medida l'tzorach of a chole, or of a mitzvah, that's mutter. So here are examples of medida shal mitzvah, and that's why it's mutter.
All these things included, we find in SMR, are things that we're worried about over the fall.
That might be poking es hamor does it, that's a separate issue of Ol Arai. That's being mosif on Ol Arai. What does that have to do with it? Because the following story we're going to learn all of these halachas from one story. That's why it's grouped here. Let's continue for a minute. There was a story in the time of these people. They did the following, and the Gemara is going to explain what was the story here. But let's just translate the Mishnah first. They closed up the window with a kli, with an earthenware kli. The kashrus amakedav agemi, and they tied a pail with a reed. Leida emyesh begigas poseach tefach emlav, to know if the crack in the barrel had a tefach in the crack or not. What is going on here? Let's wait, because the Gemara is going to answer that exact question and explain what's it talking about. There's some type of story, something happened, they closed up some window, they measured a barrel, they had a crack in it, go out to explain what's happening. But from that whole story, once we figure it out what the story is, we will learn from there, that all these things are mutter, l'tzorech mitzvah on Shabbos, as long as these are all done in a drabanan way. The kshira here is not talking about a kshira shokayama, it's talking about a kshira she'ena shokayama. But that's Josh why Lachari was brought here, because all these things I learned out from the story. Gemara, Iboy lahu, hafara. So remember what the first line of the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said you're allowed to be mefer, the father and the husband, allowed to be mefer nadarim on Shabbos, A, and you could be nishal nadarim litzarach Shabbos. So the Gemara wonders, that last line of litzarach Shabbos, is that just referring to the second phrase, the hataras nadarim, or is it even going back to the first phrase that only hafaras nadarim is mutzal litzarach Shabbos? How do you read the Mishnah? So Yibay Lahu, Hafara, Bein Lazarach, Bein Shalom Letzarach. Do we say that Hafaras Nadarim, the first type of the father and the husband are Mutzar, even Shalom Letzarach? We'll see why that would be allowed. V'she'elo Letzarach, Ein Shalom Letzarach Lo, but She'elo only Letzarach, Umishim Hachi Kapal Ginu Mehadadi. And that's why it says it has two phrases in the Mishnah. O Dilma Hafara Nami Letzarach, Ein Shalom Letzarach Lo. Or do we say, no, even Hafara has the limit of Letzarach, V'hata Kapal Ginu Mehadadi. So why does it split it up in the Mishnah? Mishim the Hafara Ein Zarach Bezim, She'elo Zarach Bezim, because it still has different halachas. So you still not going to put Atar and Afar together, even if the limit of Letzarech would be common to both. Tashma, the tiny Zuti, the Beirach Papa, Mefir Nidaram, B'Shabbos, Letzarech HaShabbos, Letzarech HaShabbos, Ein Shalom Letzarech HaShabbos, Lo. So you see from this Brisa that even Hafara has the limit of Letzarech. So both Hafara and Hatara only can be done on Shabbos, Letzarech Shabbos. A. Lishna Achrina, another similar version to the question, Ibai Lahu. Let's up. So just as background to the following line. The Torah says that when a father or a husband has the right to be mefer nedarim, it says biyom shamo, on the day that they hear about it, not on the day that it was done, because maybe the husband didn't hear it until a week later. Let's say the husband's out of town, that he comes back and he hears his wife made some crazy nether that she's not going to eat grapes anymore. Okay? What are you talking about? Or she's not going to, you know, do something on a Tuesday. On a, so the husband said, oh, what are you talking about? Move for luck. Right? So that the, so he didn't hear about it for a week. So that's the halacha, biyom shamo, not biyom that she made it. So what does yom mean? Does yom mean day, or does yom mean, as it means in other contexts, 24-hour periods? That's the question. So it says the, with that background, let's learn the Gemara. Ibailu, litzorech, atravai huktani. Do we say litzorech, when it says litzorech, you could only be made for matu nedarim on Shabbos? That's only litzorech Shabbos, v'shalo litzorech lo, but shalo litzorech would not be allowed. Alma, and if the hafaras nedarim also has the limit of only litzorech Shabbos, that would show us, that would reflect, hafaras nedarim eis la'eis, that would reflect that hafaras nedarim is 24 hours, not that day. Because let's say Shabbos afternoon, the woman makes a neder. So, if we say that there's a limit, only if it's Lasarach Shabbos, which would mean that you have to wait till tomorrow, to after Shabbos, to do this, if we're saying that you could wait, so that shows that you have time. It must be that Shki is not the end. Because if it would end at the end of the day, then we wouldn't have this limit, because then you wouldn't be able to do it at all. So if we're limiting it and saying you're only allowed to do Lasarach Shabbos, which means Shalom Lasarach, you have to wait. So it must be this time after Shabbos, which would prove that there must be a 24-hour period, that it doesn't end at Shkia of Shabbos. O Dilma, or do we say the opposite? Ki katani litzarach ha-she'ela hu diktani. Or do we say the limit of litzarach is only on the she'ela? Aval ha-faris adarim ha-filu shalo litzarach, but ha-faris adarim would even be, even if it's shalo litzarach, alma, and because we would have no limit, and we would allow even shalo litzarach, it must be because there's no other time. Alma ha-faris adarim kol ha-yom, it must be all the day, but at the Shkia, it's finished. At Shki, it's all over. So Tashma, the same right as before. The Tani of Zudi by the Beir of Papi, Mefer to Darm Shabbos, Letzarach Shabbos, Letzarach Shabbos, Inch, Letzarach Shabbos, Lo. So again, only Letzarach Shabbos, even on the Hafara. Alma. So by the fact that you have the limit, again, Alma, Hafara Sadarim, Eis La'eis. That shows that Hafara Sadarim, really, the husband or the father has 24 hours from the time that he hears about it, not that day. And if he has 24 hours, that's why the Mishnah could say, you're only allowed to do the ones on Shabbos that are Letzarach Shabbos, the other ones have to wait. Amar Rav, let's just finish for a second. Amar Rav Ashi Varatana, but what do you mean? We have a Mishnah in Nedarim that says, Hafar Sadarim Kol Hayom. We have a Mishnah that says in Nedarim that Hafar Sadarim can be done all day, V'yesh B'darba L'Hagol HaHachmir. And sometimes that works out as a Kula, sometimes as a Chumra. Rashi here says that means sometimes a long time, sometimes a short time. Ketzad, Nodra Leili Shabbos, if she makes a Nedar on Friday night, then she has plenty of time. Mefer Leili Shabbos, V'yom HaShabbos, Ashetech Shab. You have till the next night. Nodra Im Chashecha, but if she makes a Nedar during Shal Shudis, you got about 5 minutes, or else you blew it. Nefer achlo techshach shem lo hafer mishachashecha eni yochal hafer. So you see from the Mishnah in Darim that it doesn't go by 24 hours; it goes by daytime. And once the day is finished, it's over. So the Gemara answers, "You're right, Tanoi. He is really a machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Hafaras Adarim kol hayom. Rabbi Elazar bar Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amru me'is place. It's really a machlokas Tanoim. Yeah." On the other possibility, that if it's on Shabbos, you're out of luck. I guess the Torah, the Rabbanan, when they made this Issur D'Rabbanan, I guess they didn't want to overrule the power, the authority that the Torah gives you. So they're not going to be mokim their Din D'Rabbanan, of the D'Chol, or whatever it is, in a case where you would be taking away the authority totally. If you find out, right beforehand. Right, so I think the Rishonim asked that, that let's say, you know, you didn't have a choice in the matter, that it's right beforehand. So they say it's like a low plug. You can't, it's too, right. It's one case. You can't take that into account. Second to last skinny line. Ibailu, because this is a similar question. Do we say that you're allowed to be nishal on the Dharma Shabbos only if you didn't have time before Shabbos? Or, even if you had time before Shabbos, you could still be mashal neder on Shabbos. Tashma, das kakikale rabbanal of future breeder of Zeira, Bisharal and Idre, we have got to have lepnai. So the story goes that even though there was time beforehand, they were able to do it on Shabbos. Fine. Shapaku, now back to the story in the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah has said that you're allowed to take a kli and close up the window and take the other kli and measure the crack in the bucket. What's that talking about? What's the story?
If the Mishnah is bringing down all the things that are said in the story, how come it doesn't say in the Mishnah that you're allowed to tie?
It says in the Mishnah, the Vamlamano, the last, second to last word, the kosher in Bishabbos. They were kosher the Makeda, and you learn from there that kosher in Bishabbos. Right, so we'll tell, so what's the case? So let's, what's the case? So Amar Yehuda, the second to last line, says the Gemara Marav, Hilkati Ktan Haisa Bein Shnei Batim. Let's say it outside, and then we'll see the words inside. There's a small alleyway, we're going to talk a lot about alleyways in a couple of minutes. There's a small alleyway between two houses, and there is a barrel on top of the, it's a very small alleyway, there's a barrel on top of the roofs of the houses, but it's over the alleyway. So the edges of the barrel are on top of the houses, and it's on top, and there's a crack in the barrel. And there's a guy on the floor of the alleyway about to die. That's the case. That's the background. So somebody, I'm in the house. I don't want my house to become tameh. How would my house become tameh? If the crack, mishum ohel, the tent, but it's only going to become tameh if the crack is not a tefach wide. If the crack is a tefach wide, then the tumah is going to go straight up, and shalom al Yisrael is not going to spread to the houses next to it. But if the crack is not a tefach wide, so then it's called tumah ritzutza. It's going to be trapped. And therefore, instead of going up, it's gonna go across. And there, the houses are gonna become tameh also, because they all share an ohel. So, step one is, this guy's about to die, I don't have time to measure right now. So the first thing they did on Shabbos was they stuffed up their window. So if you stuffed up their window, that's the first line of the Mishnah. So, pokakin esa ma'or. They stuffed up their ma'or, their window, with a kli cheres. A kli cheres, as we've learned, is only tameh from inside of it. They stuffed it up so only the back of the kli cheres is facing the mace. And a kli cheres is not tameh migambo, not tameh from its back. So the house is safe. But then they went to figure out, is the crack, they want to take it out. They're stuffy inside. They want to take the, they want to take it out. They want to see if there's a tefach in the space.
Because
it's closed in, it's considered a separate entity. It's not considered that it shares this ohel with the mace. So says the Gemara. There's a small alleyway between two houses. But there was someone in the house in the alleyway. And there was a cracked barrel on top. They first closed up their window with this kli cheres facing backwards, so the tumah couldn't get into the house. And then they wanted to measure the crack in the barrel to see if the tumah would go in. So instead, what they do, they tied a reed. Why dafka a reed? So it's enoshal kayama, because the reed, once it gets dried out, it's gonna become brittle, and it's not gonna be there anymore. So it's a drabanan kshira. They tied a pail to the reed, leidat, to put it up there, miyishon begigas tefach olav, to know if there's a tefach crack in it or not. So therefore, you learn from the umidivram lamanu. That's what you learn from this, a pokakin, that in a case of, this is all the tzarech mitzvah, tzarech, you want to make sure the thing is not tameh. So pokakin, you're allowed to close up the window. Umodadin, you're allowed to measure, because they're measuring if there's a tefach. V'koshim b'shavi, you're allowed to dikshira. All these yisurei d'rabbanan are mutter l'tzarech mitzvah on Shabbos. What? What's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah preventing tumah from coming in? Let's say you want to have the cones over for Shabbos. You know, so again, that's the question of what is l'tzarech mitzvah, but it is a tzarech Shabbos. If it's not a tzarech mitzvah, it's at least a tzarech Shabbos. I just want to read, I know there are those that listen out there, so I just want to read the last few lines. Also, I won't say the last word. So, B'yosef Zayin, we'll have to see him whenever we have to see him. It takes a second. Ula ikla lebei, perfect timing. Ula ikla lebei reish galusa. Chazie, ula visited the reish galusa. Chazie la rabar apuna di yosef ba'avna demaya. He visited the reish galusa, he saw he was sitting in a bathtub. V'kamashachlein, he was measuring to figure out how big the bathtub was. Armale, emet amir abana medida the mitzvah. Dalai mitzvah miyamar. Are you allowed to do medida non-mitzvah? So I'm like, misasik ba'alma. He said, I'm not really measuring. I'm just I'm being misasik. I'm not really measuring anything. Right? The Rabbi Hananel here quotes that ani modiv lo miskav la medida. I'm just counting ones. I'm not doing anything else. And the Ben Yehoyada here says, what was he doing? What, he was wasting time? This Amora. No, so the answer is that you can't learn Torah in a bathtub. Right? If you can't learn Torah, say, and he didn't want to think about other things, say he's counting tiles, measuring the water. So that's why he didn't want to waste his time. He was still using his brain. Okay? We're leaving the last word, and Reza Hashem, whenever the CM is, we will, yeah.
What about the
Gzeira
of not bathing?
That's a good question. What about the, I'm not sure. I'm about to show mine. Maybe, right, I'm not sure. I'll get back to you at the CM. Okay. Is there an issue of opinion? No, they weren't putting it in there permanently. They were just putting it up there to measure, and then we would take it down. There was no issue of opinion.
When they
stuffed the wall, no, it's like stuffing. It's not a permanent, that wasn't a permanent thing.
I asked that question before about the kosher of Shabbos. It says to the end that we learn from the story, but in the beginning of the Mishnah, it itemizes everything by time.
It says the last line of the Mishnah. It had in the. It said Pokakin Modin. Well, first it says Pokakin Modin. It doesn't say Bekoshrin first. It only says Kosher in the last line of the Mishnah.
Right,
that was your question.
Okay,
I'm not sure. Not sure why.
Right.
Right. Right. I'm not sure why it left it out at the beginning. Either way, it summarizes it at the end. Right. Right.
From
the story, they learn out that this is mutter. Right. Again, this doesn't mean that every Isser Drabanan is mutter is allowed on Shabbos. Chas v'shalom on Tzorach Mitzvah. We pass in Shvus to Shvus b'makom Mitzvah most of the time. But every other case, one has to ask a Shaila. Okay, Hashem, we'll take a couple minute break, and then Beis Hashem, we will have a Haschala on Masechas Erevin.